Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I want to say, wake up, America. The battle is never over. Yesterday, we talked with Sheriff Richard Mack, and we covered the issues of a runaway bureaucracy, infringing on our liberty, the incarceration of innocent Americans, and the stifling of the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Property. Again with the property, you say. The private property. You know, I grew up in the city. Really, it was a suburb of Kansas City. We had a nice little backyard. It wasn't huge, but it was nice. And Daddy planted a little small garden. But his pride and joy were the fruit trees that he planted. He'd tell us, I'm going to go out and take a walk around the Sumter Estate. We later purchased land in the Jamestown Sandy Hook area of Missouri. Only about 60-plus acres, but it was a bigger estate and a bigger garden and, of course, more fruit trees and a small grape vineyard. And again, it was Daddy's, and he called it the Sumter Estate. My point? Our private property matters. Property matters. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. That was from Blackstone. We are a sovereign people. Our property is to be ours, not the government. Now, wait a minute. We are the government. But most of us have forgotten that, or never were taught that. The Range Rights and Resource Symposium is coming up, May 19th through the 20th, and as I promised you, each Thursday, we will host a guest, make a new friend, and get a peek into what this organization is doing for you, for us, for private property. The Range Rights and Resource Symposium is sponsored by National Federal Lands Conference. To know who these people, these patriots are, listen to their mission statement here real quick. The National Federal Lands Conference has been established to support the bedrock principles of private property rights, free markets, individual liberty, limited government, federalism, and religious freedom upon which the United States of America was founded. These principles can best be promoted by, one, supporting all enterprises or undertakings organized for the purpose of fostering these ideals, two, teaching and promoting the ideals established by our founding fathers in the Constitution of the United States, and three, providing and rallying point for all organizations and individuals who are dedicated to the preservation of freedom. While not exclusive, the primary focus of the National Federal Lands Conference is to provide funding and support for the publication and dissemination of materials that support the principles described above. Special focus should be given, and I love this because this is a deep concern of mine. Special focus should be given to educating our youth, the future guardians of the liberties of our country in the science of proper government, in the tradition of our founding fathers. Today's guest is Dr. Angus McIntosh. I have quite a bio here for him. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but Dr. McIntosh is the National Executive Director of the Range Allotment Owners Association, Director of Natural Resource Law and Policy Research for the Land and Water USA Foundation. He is an academic member of the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers and a consultant on range management and property rights policy issues throughout the western states. He is a former statewide extension range management and policy specialist for New Mexico State University and a former adjunct professor of agricultural economics and natural resource economics for Texas A&M University. I'm going to skip on down here. He's got numerous accolades, but he has received numerous awards and recognitions for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, The Coalition of Arizona and New Mexico Counties, the National Federal Lands Conference, the Society of Range Management, the Phelps Dodge Mining Company, State of Wyoming Department of Agriculture, and RCAF USA for his work in range management, surface mining reclamation, and property rights research and education. I'm going to drop down a little farther here to the last statement, because this will be very familiar, range, with my listeners. He has worked with the late U.S. Congressman Helen Shunterworth Hage of Idaho in preparing research and congressional hearings and committee reports. We have followed that through my mentor, the days of the Derry Brownfield Show, and that is very familiar with my listeners. I had to shorten my monologue just a little bit for that bio and all the accomplishments, but we are certainly excited and glad to have a friend like you on our side. Welcome to CSE Talk Radio, Dr. McIntosh. It's nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. We're all excited about the symposium coming up. Now, how many does this make? It's kind of an annual thing. How many have you done now?
Well, this particular seminar, what we call the 3R symposium, this is our second year of doing this. Our first year was last year, but I've taught over 80 similar seminars on property rights as they relate to the western states. Over the last 16 years I've been teaching.
And, you know, it's something that's the beauty of our nation, is everything is different. You go from one state to the other, and the topography and everything is different. The industries, they're all just a little bit different, yet the same. The people are the same. It is just a little bit different. And I think out here in the Midwest or in the East, they don't quite understand the range rights that are going on in the West. We don't understand the grazing rights. We don't understand some of these things. And it's so very important that we do, because there has been a battle going on, and I had Sheriff Richard Mack on yesterday, and we talked about Wayne Hage, and we talked about the Bundys, and we talked about a Kentucky farmer that he's an Amish farmer that's being attacked by the FDA, and you know, it's just something that's going, it's ongoing, and you know, Dr. McIntosh, we don't hear about that in D.C. All we hear about is health care. We hear about this, we hear about that. They don't really talk about what's going on right here at home with we the people.
Yeah, I believe you're right with that. But I will say that even though people think of the West differently, the real connection is property rights.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're going to hear about when you attend the 3R symposium in May, is you're going to find out more about how the proper role of government is supposed to mesh with property rights in order to protect your constitutional right to own and control property under the Fifth Amendment.
You know, it is the thing that I was trying to say was it's not really different, but the grazing rights that you have out in the West is not something we deal with here in the Midwest. And, of course, the land is a little bit different. It takes a lot more acres per cow for you out there than it does here in the Midwest. And it's just something that's different, yet some of the battles are very, very similar that we have to go through with federal bureaucracy. And so
I think you're going to start seeing a lot of the issues that we're facing in the West are going to start coming your way.
You know, it's going to happen. If it's not happening where you are, it soon will be. That's the old story. We're going into a break. Doctor, you hang on. I'm gonna go ahead and open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I want you to visit rangerights.com. Rangerights.com. May 19th through the 20th is the symposium. I'm going to be there. Trent Luce is going to be there. Dr. McIntosh is going to be there, and I hope you'll be there too. And Dr. McIntosh and Beth Ann, oh yeah, we'll be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Angus McIntosh, and he will be at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. I'm sure glad you call it the three R's because that is so hard to say. And so we hope to see you there. I'm planning on being there. I asked permission to come, and guess what? I'm going to be singing for my supper. So I've done that before. I've had to sing for my supper a few times, so that's all right. I can do that. And, you know, in the mission statement, I want to go back to that just a little bit because I am concerned about the youth that are coming up. Now, I know that the ones that are in the limelight are not all of our youth out here. I guess my sons would not necessarily be considered the next generation of youth because I'm old right now. But I know that my grandchildren are being taught correctly. And at least the majority of them are. They're being taught correctly. But I have this fear in my heart. These generations coming up, they truly do not understand the intention of our founding fathers with our liberties, particularly in property, in private property, and in your ownership, the estates that we build up through our lives and we want to pass on to the next generation. There's no respect for that anymore. The government wants it all, Angus. They just want it all. And I saw this pretty little blonde girl on Fox the other night, and she was talking about, she's very wealthy. She admitted she's very wealthy, but she's not in the upper 1% wealthy. And her lecture was to all of the 1%ers, and that they should give 70% of their money, of their income to the government. And then she got off on the inheritance tax. She wants to see that. And I'm thinking, does she know what she's talking about? Does she know that if her parents give up their inheritance, she's done? I mean, where is the common sense here? And where is the where is that American spirit of independence? And why is sovereignty a dirty word these days? And I think those are some things you're going to cover in the symposium, maybe not worded quite like that. But what is wrong with the people in the United States that they no longer cherish freedom, but they cherish socialism? That's what's really concerning to me.
I agree. I think a big part of the problem is there are so many people in our urban society that are so far removed from production, whether it be timber harvesting, growing livestock or growing crops, mining. They're so far removed from actual production that they have lost touch with reality. They don't understand what it means to own property, to make that property produce a product, and to convert it into something that is useful to man. And I think that's a big, big part of the problem. And we have failed in production agriculture particularly to keep these people educated. Instead, they're going to these socialist universities. Mm-hmm. They're being brainwashed, even in our grammar schools. Yeah. And in the primary and secondary schools, they're being programmed to believe in socialism.
Well, you know, it's also it goes everywhere because it's our young people, even in our agricultural organizations, are taught something different than what we were taught growing up, and they seem to not have this love. You know, they're so confused, Angus. They really are confused. On the college campuses, these kids, I mean, they're willing to sign away the First Amendment because of hurt feelings. I mean, it's very concerning because they're spoiled. We are a spoiled people. We've had it pretty easy for a while now, and we don't even recognize the liberty that we've lost.
Oh, I agree.
And so, you know, it's exciting to me when organizations such as yours put on these conferences, put on these symposiums to reach out to the American people, because this affects all of us. Whether you've got a little plot of land in the suburb with some fruit trees on it, or you've got a great big ranch somewhere that you're, raising cattle and food on, and you're so right, Dr. McIntosh, that how many generations do you think we are removed from the farm now, which is removed from the food? They don't understand where their food comes from, and they don't understand the industry. They don't understand what productivity really is. They don't understand that hard work ethic. And, you know, when you're a farmer or a rancher, you're married to that land. I mean, that land is definitely your income. I had my kids home over the weekend, and he was talking about somebody. One of my boys was talking about somebody that was saying he didn't want any of those white eggs. He wanted the range chickens, you know, the ones that are free range eggs, the brown ones. as if all the chickens that were out there free range and laid brown eggs, and you know, you just shake your head because they're so far removed that they don't understand. They don't understand the language. Yeah. They don't really understand where their food's coming from.
Yes, that's true. It's they're just so far removed. And they also, I think what has happened is the encroachment of government into every aspect of our lives, including farmers, has given people the idea that somewhere there is a God-given right for a bureaucrat to tell you how to run your business.
Well, the bureaucrats think so. I'm not too hep on that idea or that philosophy. I believe it's my God-given right to keep them out of my business. And but that's part of the lie that we the people have accepted, and it's gone several generations now, several elections now, several whether it's the Republican or the Democrat Party. We've gone several miles down the road now believing that D.C. is running things. Well, they are, but it's because we the people have stopped being the government, which we are supposed to be. We've stopped being the republic. And that is very concerning, and it's something they don't even teach in the schools. They don't teach that. And the politicians, they don't talk about a republic. They talk about this great democracy. They don't talk about the republic, the constitutional republic, where the people are in charge. It kind of goes back to what Benjamin Franklin said. It's a republic if you could keep it. I don't think we've done a very good job of keeping it.
Yes, and I think that's where the present administration gives us an opportunity. I think the new president we have has shown that he is open to rescinding a lot of these overreaching executive orders and things that reach into every aspect of our lives, particularly in agriculture, to control every aspect of your farm or ranch operation. And I think right now is the opportunity that we have to press our cause. I think that in the past, what has happened is we have an administration, and I don't mean to sound political here, but when you look at facts, typically Democrats tend to encourage greater government control, Republicans lesser. At least we saw that with Ronald Reagan, who was a Western governor. And so when we have a change in administration, what happens is agricultural people tend to sit back. They've been fighting, let's say, for example, Obama for 8 years and this Democrat administration for 8 years on government overreach, fighting. Finally, now we see a little bit of daylight. And so now we want to sit back and take a breather. Well, that's not the way the other side works.
Oh, my goodness.
The way the other side works is they're 24/7, and they're pushing for their agenda. And that's what we need to do. We need, now that we have a president who is willing to do things that are beneficial to property owners, to agriculture, do something for us, this is the time we need to press for our issues. We can't afford to sit back and relax and take a breather and think that this administration is going to take care of everything for us.
We do have
these
to.
The politicians can only react to the pressure that is put on them.
We have
they
to.
Willing.
Hold on, Dr. McIntosh. We're going into a break. We do have to rally the troops. This is a great conversation. I want to talk about this when we come back because it's very interesting, the difference in the characters of agriculture. And we will be right back. Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property. In God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life,
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Adam. I'm visiting today with Dr. Angus McIntosh, and we're talking about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium coming up May 19th through the 20th. We've just barely mentioned range chickens, free-range chickens, and I've got a call on that. So we're going to go to Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic, Beth Adam. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
what can I do for you?
And this is going to be the funny question is, they talk about free-range chicken. When was the big mass migration across the U.S. of chickens? When did that happen?
They're roaming around out there, clucking, and they can't even fly high enough to go over the fence most of the time.
Okay, yeah, I know this. I just think that's a funny... You know, it's a funny wording.
That's kind of a visual there. You know, like herding cats. You kind of
exactly.
Have to, yeah, they're ahead of the herd of cats, and maybe that's how you herd cats. You have those free range chickens crossing the range. All right, that's enough funny stuff. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
As we were going, go ahead.
That's interesting. The call and the terminology, they're free-range chickens. And, one of the problems that agriculture has is we have allowed the anti-agriculture movement, the big government movement, which is some people call it the environmental movement, but it's all the same. What its goal is to concentrate all power in the federal government to control production of everything, whether it be mining or logging or ranching. That's really what the environmental movement's all about. And we have allowed them and the government to control the language of the argument. So here are the terms, free range, they're talking about free range chickens, and the fact is they like to use terminology that most people have no clue what the actual definition is, for, such as public lands. That's a real hot button for people. That sounds sexy. Public lands. That's, it belongs to everybody.
I don't think it sounds sexy.
World, in a socialist world, you know, the term public lands, it belongs to everybody. It's our public lands.
As it has keep out signs on it.
Right, right. And the fact is, if you look up the legal definition of the term public lands, public land is land that belongs to the United States upon which there are no rights or claims. Well, this was an important understanding or definition in the early days of settlement of the Western United States, because if no one was settled there, if it was unoccupied public land, then anyone could go out there and homestead and settle on the land. Well, the very moment a homesteader staked out his claim, that land ceased to be public land. It now had a private right attached to it that could ripen into a actual property right. And that's one of the misinformation words that is thrown around so much by the bureaucrats and the environmentalists. The fact is, in the West, all the land was settled and claimed under law by 1890, in that time period. All of the ranches, as we know, it takes, in Illinois, you could make a living on 160 acres. In eastern Nebraska, you could make a living on 160 acres. In western Colorado or eastern Utah, you needed 160 sections of land to make a living, and maybe more because of the lack of rainfall, the rocky terrain, the different vegetation. And so once that land was settled on, and a range right was established, that was a recognized property right that was recognized by at least 18 U.S. Supreme Court decisions between 1877 and 1918. The Supreme Court said those range rights are real property rights. And so the West, having been settled, the Supreme Court having recognized these property rights, the federal government, Congress, had to come up with a system to be able to dispose of the land, but they didn't want to give away 160 sections of land to a rancher who might not want to cut the timber, might not want to develop the minerals. And so in 1910, Congress passed what's called the Pickett Act. And the Pickett Act incorporated all the national forests, and it was used to establish all of what are called grazing districts in the West, or what some people call BLM districts. So all of that land was already settled on. It was occupied. Congress passed the Pickett Act for the very purpose of creating a split estate where the ranchers received the actual real property title to the surface, a limited fee title for all agricultural and ranching purposes, is the way the Supreme Court has worded it. And so that is why those ranches can and have been bought and sold for the last 100 years. But what happened around 1976, the federal agencies took it upon themselves undertake a policy of trying to drive out the ranchers, and that's when they started calling it public lands again, to give people the idea that, oh, there are no rights out there. These people have no rights. And frankly, after 100 years, most of the ranchers in the West had forgotten these old laws that had created these rights in the first place. They were two or three generations now removed from their progenitors who knew all these laws. And so now the environmentalists and the bureaucrats had perpetuated this misunderstanding by the use of these terms that are completely inapplicable. In reality, the legal definition of public lands in the West, they're really, in reality, they're the only thing that is public land is the mineral estate and the commercial timber in the national forest, because those are the only things that today you can go out and you can file a mining claim or a oil and gas lease or a timber sale. You can bid on a timber sale. Those are the only things that are technically still, quote, public lands. Even national parks are not public lands because you can't homestead in a national park. It's been withdrawn and set aside for specific use for recreation. So we need to educate people on the terminology just to protect their own property interests.
You know,
and that's something that, as I was talking about earlier, we need to take advantage of this opportunity that we have right now with this new administration that is pro-property rights, pro-constitution, and instead of sitting back and taking a breather and relaxing, we need to press forward to approach Congress, to approach the president. These new administrators that we have over Department of Interior and Department of Agriculture to press our agricultural and our production goals with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do have an opportunity, and I believe the window is very small. And we talked about the left, talked about the Democrats, but it's not just the Democrats. There's some Republicans that are, they're not on board with this new administration, and they're fighting him. And we can see a desperation, Dr. McIntosh, in their behavior, because they do not want to give up the socialistic rules that they like so much, which is the government owns everything, and they just give you back a little bit. So there is no sovereignty in their ideals, none whatsoever. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Dr. McIntosh and Beth Ann will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
stores. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Angus McIntosh, and we're talking about property rights, and we're inviting you to, and we hope to see you there at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium, May 19th through the 20th. Go to rangerights.com. That's just real simple, rangerights.com. And sign up and get ready to go. I think the entire two-day weekend, two days and evening and lunch and everything is $75 per person. And so it's very affordable. It's a good weekend to learn a lot. And you know what, Dr. McIntosh, what I get out of these is meeting new friends, patriots that are like-minded. We may not agree on every little thing, but we're like-minded. And to me, that's encouraging. And I need the encouragement every now and then. You know, all we hear is ugly, ugly, ugly from D.C. And we need to be encouraged and know that the American people are waking up.
Yes, I think that's right.
You know, also, you had mentioned the opportunity that we have. And I believe it's a very small window because we see so much fighting going on that they're pushing the current administration against the wall and blocking everything he's trying to do, including some Republicans. But I think he is open, and I think I don't think he's as oblivious to everything as some people think he is. And you mentioned language, how that we've allowed them to change the language of things. And, you know, words don't even mean what they used to. And a good part of that is Agenda 21 and 2030, which is all about, it's really all about taking our property. That's what those things are about. And, you know, that is a language in that, in those documents that sustainable doesn't mean what it meant when we were younger. And sustainable doesn't mean the same thing. Range chickens, you know, the free range chickens, you know, all those things, they don't mean, you know, it's a different language, and you have to be aware of what they're really trying to say. And that's difficult. It's a lot to keep up with. And then when we talked about the property and the language with public lands, I was going to say,
I didn't want to interrupt you, but that doesn't sound sexy to me because it sounds like a taking of property. And, you know, there are things that we have seen, at least in my lifetime. And, you know, if I hadn't worked for Derry Brownfield, and I realized yesterday I've been at this 21 years. Now, I haven't been on the air for 21 years, but I've only been on the air maybe, I'm trying to add that up real quick, maybe 11 or 12 years. But, Derry had a show, and we talked about the Rails to Trails. When they came across certain property with the railroad, the agreement in that property, and you probably not know lots more about this than I do. I'm going to be real simplistic here. They were supposed to go back to the owner, to the property owner. Well, now they've decided to make this a public arena, and it's Rails to Trails, and they have the bike trails and the walking trails, and it's real popular here in the state of Missouri, I know. And, you know, everybody thinks, well, that's innocent enough. It's not that much property. Well, if it's your property, it's not that much property, but if all these strangers are walking in your backyard, it's a little different. And so it's another time when we saw they reneged on their promises. And the language changed, and now we have Rails to Trails. Were you aware of that when that was happening?
Oh, yes.
I figured you were.
That's just, you know, typical of what happened between about 1960 on, when apparently Congress, or not really Congress, but these bureaucrats, work for these federal agencies, they started pushing an agenda that in reality, the ultimate goal is the extinguishment of property rights. If they could go back and take every homestead that Congress had ever granted to a homesteader, these people would. I actually worked for a guy when I worked for the U.S. Forest Service, and I was a career federal employee before I finally had my belly full, and I left there. But, you know, I decided I'd go look for honest work. But anyway, I had a guy that I worked for, and I would confront him on occasion, not physically, but in debate, in friendly disagreement on the fact that Congress had made these grants. They promised these settlers if they went west, if they settle on the land, that they would receive certain rights. And they would grant a certain you know, property interest to these ranchers because, face it, you know, they spent years on these homesteads, on these ranches, improving the ranches, surviving the winters, surviving the summers, producing a crop of cattle or sheep. And if they had known that 100 years later the government would just pull the rug out from under them, well, they never would have went in the first place. But I, you know, so I was talking to him about the fact that most of these western lands exist in a split estate. And he said, well, maybe that's true, but I think the government should own everything. Mm. And that is the attitude of 90%, and I hate to lump people, you know, in generalities, but I work for these federal agencies, and 90% of them would rather have the federal government own everything.
You know,
they are pure socialists. Every single one of them is a card-carrying environmentalist. They belong to the Wilderness Society or some environmental group, every single one of them. That's what attracts these people to work for these agencies. And there's been a transition from 1960 on. They have become a hotbed of socialism. I mean, look at the trouble that Scott Pruitt is having with the Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are these bureaucrats defying the duly elected government. They are nothing but employees, and they are defying the people who have been elected and have been placed over those agencies It's incredible. What kind of, I mean, when they talk about the deepest state in the federal government, you know, we have, they believe they are the fourth branch of government.
They do. You know, and, you know, we're just about out of time, and I apologize. This is the fastest hour of the day. I forgot to remind you of that or to warn you about that. I was watching Lou Dobbs last night, Dr. McIntosh, and he was going off on some of the things that the Democrat Party is wanting to push and promote and the things that they're doing. He said, I don't know why they don't just get out the Communist Manifesto and make it. And I thought, oh, my gosh, Lou Dobbs said that out loud. And, of course, the first one is to abolish private property. And that's what they're heading for. And it needs to put fear in everybody's hearts because they may think they want the government to own it all, but they don't want the government to own theirs. And they haven't stopped to think about that. I appreciate so much meeting you and having you. I'm going to meet you in person when I get there. May 19th through the 20th, rangerights.com. Rangerights.com. Thank you so much, Angus, for being a part of CSC Talk Radio. It's going to take all of us. It will take all of us. And we can do it when we stand together and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.